Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Give us eyes to see the gift of this life, and hearts that see deep into eternity. Come, let us raise our songs of celebration, joining the triumph train of this confessor, Father and leader, now above the heavens, reigning forever. Priest of the church, a leader and a teacher, holiness plain in all his words and actions. He strove to please God, generous in service and with a pure heart. Now let us ask him earnestly for favor, cleansing of all the sins of his beloved. And by his fervent prayers may we be lifted to the high heavens. Glory and power, praises in the highest, to the one God and honor everlasting. For God's dominion, orderly and lawful, governs creation. Amen. Let us sing to your name, O Most High, and proclaim your loving kindness when morning dawns. It is good to give thanks to you, Adonai, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-string lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, Adonai, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. Adonai, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish cannot know this, and the ignorant cannot understand. Though the wicked seem to spring up like grass, and those who do evil thrive, their behavior will lead to destruction. But you, Adonai, are eternal. Those who oppose your love will perish. Those who do evil will be scattered. To me you give the strength of an ox. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes saw the triumph of justice. My ears heard gladly of the end of oppression. The just can now flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of Adonai, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap and green with life. To proclaim that Adonai is just, in God my rock there is no wrong. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let us sing to your name, O Most High, and proclaim your loving kindness when morning dawns. From a catechetical instruction of St. John Vianney. This is our glorious duty as human beings, to pray and to love. If you pray and love, that is where human happiness lies. Prayer is nothing else but union with God. When you have a heart that is pure and united with God, you are given a kind of serenity and sweetness that makes you ecstatic, a light that surrounds you with marvelous brightness. In this intimate union, God and the soul are fused together like two bits of wax that no one can ever pull apart. This union of God with a tiny creature is a lovely thing. It is a happiness beyond understanding. We had become unworthy to pray, but God, in such goodness, allowed us to speak. Our prayer is incense that gives God the greatest pleasure. My little children, your hearts are small, but prayer stretches them and makes them capable of loving God. Through prayer, we receive a foretaste of heaven, and something of paradise comes down upon us. Prayer never leaves us without sweetness. It is honey that flows into the soul and makes all things sweet. When we pray properly, sorrows disappear like snow before the sun. Thanks be to God.
We hold a treasure not made of gold. In earthen vessels, wealth has shone in our darkness. God has shone in our heart. With the light of the glory of Jesus the Lord, we hold a treasure not made of gold. Earthen vessels, wealth untold, and treasure only the Lord, the Christ, in earthen vessels.
God has chosen the lowly, who are small in this world. In this weakness is glory, in Jesus the Lord.
We hold a treasure not made of gold. Vessels, wealth untold, and treasure only the Lord, the Christ, in earthen vessels.
The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts the self will be humbled, and anyone who humbles the self will be exalted. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts the self will be humbled, and anyone who humbles the self will be exalted.
You called Saint Jean-Marie to reveal your merciful love in pastoral care and counseling. May our words and actions reveal your compassion to all we meet today. His early life and education were interrupted by the French Revolution and difficulties with his studies. May his example of persistence and perseverance inspire refugees and all who struggle to learn. Saint Jean-Marie understood that our hearts are small. May prayer stretch them and enable us to love God, love our neighbor, and all of creation. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you are the glory of creation and the praise of all your saints. You called Saint Jean-Marie Vianney to a pastoral ministry of mercy and compassion, simplicity and prayer. May all who celebrate his feast learn from his wisdom and follow his example of kindness and generosity, to deny our selfish egos, seek to hear your voice in the silence, and to love you and our brothers and sisters and all of creation. Amen. May the God of sea and sky, who has called us to glory, bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.